Warm connections in a lonely city in the AI era. A cold winter breeze chilled the tiny Goshiwon room where Kim Chang-gun studied. He felt the constant shame of being the poorest student, using his pile of books as a defense against the world. Ding dong. The doorbell rang. No one was there, only a yellow plastic container. Inside was a whole head of kimchi. This silent delivery had happened every morning for a week. Chang-jin realized the source was Grandma Kim Soon-ja, who lived down the hall. Chang-jin's heart burned with shame, overriding his gratitude. Did he look so pitiful he deserved pity? His pride crumbled. Angrily, he shoved the kimchi into his small refrigerator. The sound of kindness. That night, a faint, dry cough woke Chang-jin. Through the thin wall, he heard the sounds of grinding spices, garlic, ginger, and red pepper, and the savory smell of salted seafood. It was the desolate sound of Grandma Kim making kimchi, despite her poor health, under the light seeping from her door. Sadness replaced Chang-gun's resentment. Anxiety and regret filled him. The next morning, he picked up the new kimchi jar and headed to Grandma's room. "Thank you, Grandma, but I can't keep accepting it. I'm fine," he stammered, offering the jar back. Grandma Kim smiled gently. "Come in, I've made some sujungwa." Inside, the room smelled of herbal medicine. Grandma poured him a warm drink. "Food is energy. You can't starve yourself," she said. "But Grandma, you shouldn't make it so hard for me," Chang-gun protested, his voice shaking. "The root of jung." Grandma looked at him calmly. "Do you think this kimchi is pity?" Chang-gun was silent. "There's something called jung in life," she explained. "Jung is like an invisible root, connecting one heart to another. It's not a duty. It's a desire to share warmth." She paused, fighting a cough. "I'm old now. My children are far away, and these rooms are empty. Loneliness hurts more than a cough sometimes. Then I saw you, a young man fighting alone. You are like my grandson." "I don't feel lonely when I make kimchi," she continued. "When I imagine you gaining strength from it, I feel strong too. This food is the jung you must carry. When you're full, I'm full too." Her words instantly broke the wall of pride Chang-gun had built. He realized he was not being pitied, but receiving a deep connection, a heartfelt feeling called jung. The kimchi was an extension of her lonely heart, a wish etched into the food. The last legacy. From that day on, Chang-jun never hid the kimchi. He often visited Grandma's room, realizing she had given him more than nourishment. She had given him fullness, a sense of belonging and love. Late one winter day, the hallway was silent. No kimchi smell, no coughing. He found Grandma in bed, being tended to by a nurse. "Kimchi in the fridge. It's the last one, honey," she whispered. "Grandma doesn't have the energy to make kimchi this year." Chang-jun opened her refrigerator. A single, shining head of kimchi remained. It was Grandma Kim Soon-ja's last kimchi, a silent legacy of jung he would forever cherish. He cut a piece and ate it. The taste went deep into his soul. It was no longer about shame, but about understanding. True abundance lies not in possessions, but in the jung shared between hearts. In the cold, busy city, this last bundle of kimchi taught Chang-gun the meaning of humanity.